Good morning. Welcome to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us, very popular guest whenever he comes in, District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler from Colorado Parks and Wildlife is here. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee. How are you doing?
We're doing fantastic. How are you?
Doing great. Doing great.
We are off to a new year, and we actually have a lot to cover this morning. But we're mostly going, we want to help everybody fully understand the new bear trash can ordinance.
Right.
In Colorado Springs.
Correct.
So we're going to kind of cover this.
Okay.
And we're going to start with a little bit of background, because I know for some folks, they're like, this is, no, I'm not doing this, or, you know, they don't understand the ordinance. But first, let's start with everybody. This goes into effect March 1st. So
yes.
That's why you are here.
Yes, definitely.
To help everybody understand.
Right.
So let's kind of get into a history of why this came to be. And I think we all know. I mean, look where we live.
I think a lot of people know, especially, you know, certain neighborhoods, and especially as this ordinance came out west of I-25, you know, the bears do go east, but they mostly kind of congregate around here, the foothills going up into the Pike Forest. But, you know, everyone's seen that bears are around, and the bears are around because there's easy access to food. Sometimes that food might be people leaving dog food out or feeding their dogs out. But the number one thing is trash. I mean, bears are smart. They realize and know the schedule of when trash pickup is. And they know when there's a street lined full of plastic trash containers, they just have a smorgasbord and they'll knock those things down and, you know, eat anything and everything. And they know if someone keeps their trash outside of their garage and it's easy access all the time, they'll hit that. So there's always been in the past a problem with trash and bears. And,
right.
If you've ever seen some of our trucks, we have bumper stickers that say trash kills bears. Exactly. And it does, because what happens is, as I said, bears are really smart. They get habituated to the fact that they can get easy food from these trash cans, and they'll keep doing it. And then it kind of lessens their fear of being around people a little bit. And we don't really want that. We want them to think when they're around us, they don't want to be here.
Right.
But so they just keep getting into trash, and it's not a good thing. And then we come into the scene. If that bear has never been a problem before, we try to catch that bear, get it out of there.
Haze it. I think it's called hazing, correct?
We do haze it a little bit. We try to do that at first, but if it comes back again, we'll try to catch it and move it to a far-off location, which is more bear-friendly with less people. And then they also get some ear tags after that. If they get back into a situation again where they just came straight back and went back into the trash and is causing problems, then unfortunately, that bear is put down because it's learned too much bad behavior, and we don't want that to continue.
Right.
And that happens a lot of times with the sows, the mothers with their cubs. If they know bad behavior, they'll teach the cubs that. We don't want that. So the main thing is, as I said earlier with that bumper sticker, trash kills. The bears are just doing the normal bear thing, trying to get food to survive, and they don't know that it's trash, and it's, they just do it. And it's unfortunate because we as people, we should be able to say, okay, well, trash or bear got into my trash one time, I should change my behavior a little bit, put it in my garage.
Keep it in the garage.
Do this,
or put it in a bear-proof can,
put it in a bear-proof can, or put it in a big shed that they can't get into, something like that. But unfortunately, a lot of times, people have not done that. So this is one of the reasons this ordinance has come into play.
Now, Corey, we have seen in the last couple of years, there have been direct almost run-ins in like the foothill areas. Broadmoor area, I believe, was one of them, and another one where like came out and bear in garage. Right. And they, you know, and I mean, that's a straightforward, like, we don't want that kind of.
Exactly. And that was the problem is we as Colorado Parks and Wildlife, we offer a great amount of information. People can call us at our offices or go on our CPW website. And, you know, you just go and search for bears. You look up bears and there'll be so much information about how to live with bears or how to live with wildlife. And one of the things we try to tell people is always keep your garage closed. If you're coming in and out, understandable, but there's no reason to keep your garage open all the time, because the one bear in Broadmoor, he learned the sound of a garage door, and he didn't know if it was opening or closing, but he'd go check.
He was like, I hear that noise, and I know what it means.
Exactly. And if it was open and no one was around, he'd walk right inside and get into that wonderful refrigerator freezer that was in there.
Or the trash that was in there.
And he would start going to town on that. And so that bear became habituated to the sounds and knowing what was inside of a garage.
Yeah.
And that was not a good thing. And that's why, unfortunately, that bear had to be put down too.
And again, on the CPW website, which we'll talk about in a little bit, but there is an entire bear aware section.
Oh, yeah. A whole page of it. Yeah. Everything.
Just go check it out.
Exactly.
Okay, so when we come back, we're going to talk about the ordinance, which again, in Colorado Springs, goes in effect March 1st, but it's already been a play. We're going to talk about this. I didn't know Air Force Academy has had this in place for a long time. Manitou Springs, and we're going to talk about what has happened since doing that.
Definitely, so yes.
We're going to have more with District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler from CPW next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Joining us from Colorado Parks and Wildlife, District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler. Hello, Corey. Great to see you.
Hello. How are you doing?
We are fantastic.
Good.
And we are getting everybody prepared, educated, understanding the new ordinance that will be going into effect in Colorado Springs March 1st, which is the either bear-proof, if you're west of I-25.
Right.
Bear-proof trash can.
Correct.
Or keep your trash inside in a garage or a shed, like you're saying, until trash day.
Exactly, yes.
Now, I want to kind of emphasize, and I know we've talked about this story before, but this just shows this story how smart bears are. I sometimes wonder if folks give them as much credit.
Right.
This is an incredible story. It was a mom and her cubs, right?
Right, yes. Yeah. So there was a sow mom and her cubs, I think two of them, and they were kind of in the, I think, Broadmoor, kind of the North Broadmoor area, the Cheyenne Mountain area, and they were causing trouble, getting in the trash a lot and doing all the bad things that we don't want bears to do because it's not a normal behavior. So we went out and we caught them. We trapped mom and the cubs, and we put ear tags on them and everything. Got them in the trap and shipped them on down south.
I mean, like hundreds of
miles. I think they were at least, I don't know, 150, 60 miles away, if that. And that's kind of as the crow flies, not as up and down the ridges and stuff like that. So we shipped them away, and within 2 weeks, mom knew the location where she grew up, where she had lots of food, and where she enjoyed things, which was the Colorado Springs area. So within 2 weeks, she brought her cubs all the way back here.
160 miles.
To get back into what was easy pickings with people trash out and everything like that. So
that's impactful.
That's how smart these animals are and how much stamina and energy and determination they have, knowing that.
And memory.
I mean, they just remember. It's like, and she knew she could come back here and get enough food for her cubs to get them nice and fat for the winter and ready for the next year, and teach them this is how you do it. So that is what we really need to try to put a stop to is, you know, cubs that grow up and learn this type of thing. We don't want that. We want them to learn, oh my gosh, if I mess with this trash can, I can't get anything out of it. It's not even worth it. It's a waste of my time. And that's a big thing, is bears learn that if they try something, and they will, they'll try it just like kids do. If they don't get anything out of it, they're not going to waste their energy. And so that's what the bear proof container is a big, good thing for.
And I didn't know this until you mentioned earlier, Corey, that apparently Air Force Academy has done this for years.
Yep. They've had bear proof containers throughout the whole facility for long since I've been here, and way before that, and it's probably been 10 plus years, if not more. And, you know, I think maybe I've had one issue or call about a bear there, and that just needed to be hazed and everything. And other than that, you never pull a bear off of there or cause any trouble or getting into the neighborhoods or anything.
Well, and I'm sure some folks are saying, but why do I have to do this? But Manitou Springs, they passed the ordinance, what was it, over a year ago?
Correct, yeah.
And the impact that has been seen, right?
Right, oh yeah.
It has been dramatic
in
both humans and bears,
and bear, yeah.
Health and relationships and community. And
exactly, yeah. They pretty much all of 2019 was a first year of Manitou Springs having that ordinance to going. And, you know, where Manitou Springs is located, they are a hot spot for bears and situations with bear incidents. And I don't ever remember myself having a call or having to go down there and deal with a bear doing stuff or getting in a problem last year. So even within a year, it was good because it was teaching the bears that, you know, this wasn't an easy picking thing anymore kind of situation. So
now with this, and we're going to get kind of break down the ordinance coming up after the news break. But again, this is for west of I-25.
Correct.
For Colorado Springs. Now, CPW, of course, supported this ordinance, right? Both
correct.
In Manitou Springs and in the Colorado Springs ordinance.
Correct. Yes.
Okay. And so this goes into effect March 1st. And so what we're going to do when we come back, we're going to kind of break down the ordinance, kind of the areas where to find the area map. Now, CPW, though, does not handle the enforcement. That is city, correct? So everybody's understanding.
The main enforcement, yes.
Okay.
We would be, if we saw someone violating the ordinance and everything, then we would get in touch with Springs code enforcement and let them know. So we would still have a bit of a say in it, but they're the ones who would mostly enforce that law.
Okay. So what we're going to do, we're going to take a news break. When we come back, we're going to, again, kind of break down that enforcement. We're giving you plenty of time, giving you plenty of warning, right? March 1st.
Definitely.
March 1st. Okay. We'll have more with District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler, CPW, next on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Good morning. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio, helping everybody get ready for the new bear-proof can, kind of, or keep your trash inside ordinance in Colorado Springs.
Yes.
It happens right, and we are talking this morning with CPW District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler, and this ordinance starts March 1st. So they approved this, Colorado Springs City Council approved this October 22nd. And it goes in effect March 1st. So everybody has had plenty of time, right, Corey, to get ready, get prepared.
Yes, but definitely.
Now, there's two things that they can do. So this is west of I-25.
Correct.
Like, so where does this kind of, like, strictly west of I, on all the way through the Springs kind of?
Pretty much anything that's Colorado Springs city limits, that's what it encompasses.
Okay. So, and you can actually see the bear management area map on the Colorado Springs website. Go to coloradosprings.gov/bears. So let's just kind of, and it's really, I guess, not that kind of crazy of an ordinance to understand. Basically, it breaks down to this. Either keep your trash inside, right, on
correct.
Until trash day, the morning of.
Correct. By 5 o'clock is the earliest you should be able to put them out that morning.
By 5 a.m.
5 a.m., yes. And then you have to bring them back in by 7 p.m. that day of trash pickup. And then if you do not have a bear-proof container, but you have a garage or a secure building that the trash cans can be stored in through the week, that is what you can do. Or if you do not have that, you don't have a building that trash cans can go in and they still need to stay outside, then you have to get bear-proof containers.
Now, where is the best place to get bear-proof containers? Do they have to be specially ordered? Or, I mean, can you go to, like, a box store and grab
them? Yeah, it depends. You could. I'd say your best bet would be to call the trash company that you deal with and the disposal company. Call them, say, I'd like a bear-proof container, because then they'll have bear-proof containers that are associated with their trash truck pickup ways and things like that, because you know, some of them have different ways for the trash to get dumped into the big truck. So calling them, finding that out, seeing if they have a discount or something like that, or you could also call them and say, hey, I picked up a bear-proof container from Ace Hardware or from Home Depot or something like that.
And just letting them know.
And let them know what kind it is and is this okay and everything you know, that goes with you guys and your trash pickup.
Now, as you and I were kind of talking before we started this hour, complexes and stuff. Also, I mean, we're talking like condominiums or, you know, townhome communities, anything right. like that. They also obviously
right,
have
right.
to obviously comply with this ordinance, right?
Yeah, because, I mean, we have many, many, many apartment complexes or, you know, as you said, townhome complexes, anything like that. And their main trash are dumpsters spread out throughout the area, and people then bring their trash to those trash dumpsters for the week. And so they will need to have bear proof dumpsters right. Associated with that facility, because it's west of I-25. It's the same thing.
Same.
It's not
okay.
It's not just targeting individual
residents,
homeowners.
Yeah.
It's targeting everybody that
businesses
has, yeah, that has trash and throws trash out, because you know, an area like an apartment complex or a townhome complex, dumpsters are, that's a
prime.
Treasure.
Yeah.
That's a treasure right there. And if they can get in there, a sow with her cubs, oh my gosh, they'll sit there all night and just gorge and throw stuff everywhere and all over. And I'm sure a lot of people out there understand that and have seen it in their facility already at
right.
times in the past. But yes, they will have to also get bear-proof dumpsters soon.
Yeah, by March 1st.
Soon, yes.
So by March 1st. Now, as we were talking, Corey, kind of mainly city will enforce this, but CPW will help back them up.
Correct.
If you see something or...
Yeah, if we get calls from people to our office and to the other district wildlife managers, we could go out and check things out and see what's going on. And, you know, we'll have a discussion with the landowner or the homeowner, I mean, and even the apartment complex or something like that, you know, to tell them, hey, look, this is the situation. But we would also then give that information over to code enforcement for the city to say, hey, look, we've had multiple complaints on this area.
On this area,
on
okay.
this address. I think you should really go check it out. And then they are the ones who will issue those citations or violations of the ordinance.
Well, and as you and I were looking, it doesn't even look like there's a warning. There is straight fees, it looks like, for first violation is $100 fine. Second violation, $250 fine. Third and subsequent violations, $500 fine. So I think maybe if you need to get that bear-proof can, might be beneficial, right?
Well, I mean, even if, yeah.
Or if you just take it out that morning.
You go out, I mean, you look at the second violation, that's around the price of some of these bear-proof containers or near that, or it would be advisable not to even go that route and everything. So
absolutely.
It's just worthwhile to know that it is coming, as you said, March 1st. So either be, okay, I'm happy, this is fine, I have a garage, I keep them in there all the time, put it out in the mornings.
And don't leave your garage door open.
And don't leave your garage door open. Or I'm going to just invest in this
bear-proof
trash can and go from there.
Okay, and again, you can see more details about the ordinance for Colorado Springs. Again, Manitou Springs, they've been used to it. It's been about a year now for them. Go to coloradosprings.gov/bears. Or do you guys have some on your website, too, for CPW, for the Colorado Springs ordinance? Possibly, maybe not.
I'm not sure if we do, but I think the best bet is to go to
the Springs website.
Because, yeah. I mean, I typed that in on my phone this morning, and it comes right up to the bear ordinance and everything.
Perfect. So, yeah, go to coloradosprings.gov/bears. If you are wondering exactly if your area is affected, there's a bear management area map on there.
Yes.
Resistant trash cans, you can look at those. The Bear Smart Task Force, all of that. So again, that is coloradosprings.gov/bears. And you had an interesting question, and then we're going to take a break. And when we come back, we have to talk about Bighorn Sheep Day. We have to. Garden of the Gods Park. So we're going to talk about that. But you had an interesting question. I love, do you get that everywhere you go? Like, everybody's like, Parks and Wildlife, you know, you always get those questions.
Oh, yeah.
So we had one of the coworkers ask, well, I live in, I believe it was Widefield, east of I-25.
Right.
So what happens when apparently they had some bears show up there? The question was, do they have to start using the cans as well? Or what happens if the bears cross the interstate, get to that east side of town?
Well, we as we've talked, the ordinance is just for west of I-25 because that is the main bear area associated, you know, right up against the foothills and, you know, easy walking distance, Pike National Forest and open space. But we kind of have in Colorado Springs with CPW that if we start getting a call about a bear that's east of I-25, we need to get on that bear situation quickly, because going east of I-25 is just turning more into a densely populated city, and there's really no reason bears should be there, and we want to kind of get them out of there. So, you know, we're hoping that people east of I-25 will see what this ordinance will do to west of I-25, and maybe the city will see that too.
Yeah.
And, you know, it will help. And down the road, people will see, well, maybe I really do need to keep my trash inside.
Yeah.
Or maybe I should look at investing in one of these bear-proof containers.
But for a bear to push that far east, that's kind of surprising.
Right. And that's, I mean, they follow the drain. And that's what usually happens a lot of times. They'll follow the creeks and the drainages and get to areas where there's neighborhoods, and they'll find trash or something like that. But we try to get those dealt with quickly and get them out of there.
So exactly. Do you literally like pick them up and move them?
Yeah, we'll tranquilize them and get them out of there and move them to a different location.
Yeah. I was kind of surprised when she said there were two bear in Whitefield. That's a little surprising.
Yep.
Okay, so we're going to take a break, and we're going to shift gears when we come back. Coming up in a couple of weeks, it's not that far away, believe it or not, 13th annual Bighorn Sheep Day. We've got all the details when we come back with District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler from Colorado Parks and Wildlife on The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Welcome back to The Extra on KRDO News Radio. Excited to talk with District Wildlife Manager Corey Adler. Is here always popular when you're here, Corey. Everybody loves
thank you
our conversation. So let's talk about this is, you and I were talking about bighorn sheep. Okay, first of all, I'm a native. I told you this story.
Yeah,
I live close to Garden of the Gods, and all my neighbors are like, oh yeah, I see them all the time when I'm in Garden. Never.
Right.
I am never lucky when I'm in Garden of the Gods to see them. And then finally one day I went into Glen Eyrie area, and there they were. I was like, they're so captivating for me to see. And that's why there is the 13th annual Bighorn Sheep Day. And this is a huge event. And it's actually just coming up in a couple of weeks, isn't
it? Yeah, it's Saturday, February 10th.
So this is happening, obviously, at Garden of the Gods. And this is a partnership between a lot of the city, right? Colorado Parks and Wildlife.
Yes, a lot of different organizations are part of this. Yes.
And now it is a free event for the whole family. And is this kind of an indoor, outdoor, both, or like it's a full day of events, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a full day of events. There are things that happen within Garden of the Gods itself. You know, there's nature walks and hikes and presentations, and there's free shuttles that will take you from the Garden of the Gods Visitor Center back into the park type thing. So you can be part of everything throughout the park and in the visitor center, but then there's most of the stuff would be inside the visitor centers
center
that you could be part of.
Well, it's a good idea, because like you and I were talking about in the break, it's February.
Right. And sometimes it's sunny and warm for February, and other times it could be like February could be. Cold and snowy and nasty. So.
You never know. So it looks like there's some games for kids. The Cheyenne Mountain Zoo will be there as well. And also, it looks like a discussion or an event coming up on 2:15 that day, Rampart Range Bighorns. And you and I were actually talking that in the break. And, of course, I think you arrived here, right, Corey, right after Waldo Canyon.
Yeah, a little bit after Waldo.
And I know, being here, everybody was like, where'd the bighorn sheep go, right?
Right, right.
Obviously, they moved to where they needed to protect themselves.
Correct,
and their herd.
Yes.
But then, a couple of years later, they came right back.
Yeah, I mean, wild animals are pretty smart. They know what's happening. They know what's going on. They kind of might even know before we do, type thing. But they just got themselves out of there and hightailed it to where we're not really sure. And then they felt fine and comfortable, and they came back. And now the Rampart Range herd is a really prolific herd.
Which is fantastic to know.
Oh, yeah, they have great... Yeah. They have great habitat up there. They love the Scar area and Queens Canyon, and then even going a little bit north towards Flying W towards the quarry and stuff like that. They'll hang around there. So they're doing really good, and there's such a prolific herd that we use Rampart Range Herd as a seed herd to actually go in there and trap some of these animals out, ewes and lambs, and then a couple younger rams, and ship them to new locations where we're trying to establish bighorn sheep
because
populations.
Some of them, the populations were, they were decreased, yeah, some or of completely them, gone. Or...
decreased, you know, back in the day, there might have been a like a lungworm problem that came through and was spread through the population, and it kind of wiped them out.
Yeah.
But other things that might have come up, but there's spots within Colorado that are suitable habitat for bighorn sheep that they're not there now, that we try to reestablish them if possible.
And we did this a couple of years ago here.
Yeah, there was
right?
two Februarys ago we did a trapping. We were going to try to do it in 2019. It didn't happen. It's not going to happen in 2020. But it most likely the thoughts are we're going to try to get it in 2021.
That's amazing, though, yeah. that herd that was affected. Obviously, they pushed out somewhere during Waldo Canyon and then came back.
Yeah, definitely.
So it looks like you can learn more about the Rampart Range bighorns, yes, on that day, and a bunch of other fun stuff. Now, do they need to register for Bighorn Sheep Day? I'm guessing probably not.
No, you just show up and like I said, CPW will be there. We have our table, and you know, we have stuff that we, you know, animal trivia, wildlife trivia, and you get your little prizes. But then we also have many volunteers that help at our desk that talk about wildlife in Colorado Springs. And you know, any question you have, you could bring up with them, and it'll get answered. There's stuff on both floors of the visitor center, and up on top, you know, there's the Cheyenne Mountain Zoo will be there with animals that you could see up close, and they'll have a presentation. And then there's always spotting scopes at the visitor center. And then also you could take a shuttle up to another spot, kind of the lookout off of Mesa.
Yeah,
that looks
onto the park.
That looks onto the SCAR, and there'll be some CPW volunteers there with spotting scope, so you could look for the sheep up on the SCAR, and they'll know where they're at, and they'll point them out and everything. And so
that's where I need to
go. It's just really good. And then I know, you know, like stuff for the kids, and they usually have face painting, and I think Smokey the Bear will be there, and some of our CPW mascots might be there.
Okay.
So it's just a fun day just to come out for a little bit, check things out, learn about stuff within the community, and especially the bighorn sheep.
So mark your calendar. Saturday, February 10th starts at 10 a.m., goes to 3 p.m., 13th Annual Bighorn Sheep Day. It's going to be a fun day. Always a good day. Well, Corey, it is always great seeing you. I'm sure we'll talk with you soon, sometime in the next couple of months.
I'm sure there's something else.
We appreciate it.
No problem. It's always great coming here.
Thank you so much.
All right,
Division
welcome.
Wildlife Manager, excuse me, District Wildlife Manager, Corey Adler, CPW. Coming up tomorrow on the Extra, Pikes Peak Regional Office of Emergency Management. We'll be here. That's tomorrow on KRDO News Radio.